Gimel on the Ayin Ches. We did this once before. We're going to do it again. I did it as a standalone Betochen Vard, but we're going to look at it again in the context of Kriya. Let's just remember what we're doing. Kriya is a tefillah that's aimed specifically at someone. Vayavor Hashem al panov vayikra v'shem. Okay, that's the word. You're using a shame. We spoke about the shame of Mefayrash, which has nothing to do with us. We'll see. You're not stranded. We'll see there's a higher form of tefillah of Kriya, not using the shame of Mefayrash. So then we're going to keep you in abeyance, keep you in suspense. What that tefillah is that's higher than a tefillah of shame of Mefayrash, which we have access to. But before that, he takes some time off to discuss in Yonim of Betochen, because it's very central. For sure to Kriya, but it's very central to the whole subject. It's very central to our whole life. So let's have a look at what he has to say. You know, having pushed past this Indian miyuchad zeh shel tefillah ledei Kriya b'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzarich levei k'tzat, et Indian betochen b'Hashem. Betochen is the easiest thing in the world to do, and it's the hardest thing in the world to do. We'll see. Hina, ikke inyan abatochen, hamavur b'rishoinim, hu mida mimidois av yisbarach. Hashem has this mida. Betochen is recognizing that Hashem has a mida. The kashe adam b'tach b'Hashem al yedei zeh, nitzel mikol tzora. When you have betochen in Hashem, there's a response from Hashem. Hashem responds and saves you from all your tzoras. Kmo shomru, lo yichalmu lenetzach, those of you who rely, who trust in Hashem, will never be wiped out forever. You'll just burn, but you won't get wiped out. Okay? Comforting. Okay. Midrash Tehillim Chaf Hei Amru, Moshel Lechad Shaya Listim, Tavsur Ve'al Kor. There were these bandits. They got caught, they got beaten. While the cops were beating him, he said, "Hey, one second, I'm a close relative of the king's. I'm an associate of the king or whatever." Oh, so they got a bit of a fright, they stopped. Avio Lamelech, so they brought him to the king. Amaya Melech, the Melech looks at him, never seen him in his life before, yeah? Says, "Ki ata korov shelo? You're an associate, you're a relative of mine. Amalei, betachti b'cho. I trusted you. Since you trusted me that I would save you, so I have to save you. It speaks it out the midrash in more length there. That's the midah. I don't understand how that works, but that's the midah. But talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, atzmo yisibah shekodesh Baruch Hu yedayig loy v'yitzilu. You'll tell me, yeah, you got to be a tzaddik first. Then you have a talk and Hashem takes care of you. No, you don't have to be a tzaddik. You'll see now. Quite mefurish. You don't need to be a tzaddik to have a tochen. You just need a little bit of seichel. But if you trust in Hashem, no matter what your maisim look like, there's this mid of Hashem that he will respond in kart. Baruch hageva yeshafi asher yiftoch b'Hashem, v'hoy Hashem yiftochoy. You have trust in Hashem. Hashem has response. Hashem becomes trustworthy. You feel secure in Hashem, you're secure. V'chein hevi agro michazal in the Yalkut Tehillim al ha-posuk v'avatach b'Hashem chesed yisavenu. The posuk says, and someone has trust in Hashem, chesed yisavenu, he's surrounded with Hashem's chesed, afinu rosha, v'avatach b'Hashem, but he has betochen, chesed yosevavenu ad kan l'shoino, and we'll see the most extreme case from Menashe, who Menashe is our go-to whenever we have problems with these subjects. We've got a Menashe. Okay, we'll see. Aber Rosh HaGomu, Chofetz Chaim is not exactly like this, but the Chofetz Chaim already brings down that we paskin like this guy. Not like the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim was the Pesach Achron, so that's a lot. So you don't have an excuse about not having betochen and working on betochen, because anyway, I'm a Roshan. No one was greater than Roshan than Menashe, and we'll see what his betochen achieved soon. Okay.
What does the
philosopher
say instead?
The philosopher seems to say, again, I'm not doing the philosopher's now. The philosopher seems to say that it is tolerant to a certain extent on your mice. But we're not passing like that, so I don't need to know what he says. We learn the philosopher's, we'll look at it.
How do you
pass them
on some of
this? No, ask the Mishnah Berurah. That's how you pass them. You pass them like the goyim. The loch is, Hashem is now bound. Because that's the loch. Lo b'shamayim, the Torah is, yeah. What we decide on here, what Chazal decide on here is the loch. That's the loch. Hashem is bound by that. You know how extreme that is? You know how extreme that is, what I just said? You know how extreme it is? How extreme?
It's very extreme.
How extreme? I'll tell you how extreme it is. There was a Jew who had a lung disease. And the doctors told him to go to France because there's a doctor there that can cure him. But if he stays here and he doesn't treat it properly, he'll die. The other story? So he went to the Chazon Ish. He wasn't going to go have surgery without the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said to him, if you go to France to have the surgery, you'll die. If you stay here and don't do anything, you'll be fine. Exact opposite of the doctors. So he stayed here. But Kachava, he was fine.
So
I meet him, asked the Chazon Ish, Mazeh Nevuah? He said, no, it's Mefush Halacha. Open up Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlekes between the Mechabe and the Ramor. In Hilchus Trefus, what are the different lung diseases that make an animal a trefa? What this guy's got, his lung disease, is one of the things that makes you a trefa, according to the Mechabe. Sorry, according to the Ramor. But according to the Mechabe, doesn't make you a trefa. The machlekes, yeah? Machlekes, a trefer is something, Andy. A trefer is an animal that can't live out a year. Has a certain disease or whatever, and he won't live out the year. The machlekes, whether this disease that this guy has, which is what the Ramon and the Mechaba are arguing about, whether you're a trefer or not. Mor says you're a trefer. The Mechaba, the Beis Yosef, holds you're not a trefer. Said the Chazon Ish, and you're we paskin like the Ramon. It means he's a trefer. And then it's we pass on the subject like the Mechaba. I mean, he's not a trefer. If he stays here, he's not a trefer. If he goes to France, he's a trefer. Chazal determine reality. That's called halachic reality. We have a whole share on that. We'll get there. It's in the it's a Gemara. It's a maturity vad. What's called halachic reality. That's halachic reality. Chazal don't look at the world and describe it. Where are you going with my coffee? I don't want to drink too much. We'll get rid of it. We'll take it out. There we go. Didn't eat anything. Flask drink very little. As long as he's out and he's not in there, you can drink it. There's nothing wrong with drinking it. Yeah, many mice in like that. Many mice. I'm trying to bring out a principle. Yeah, the principle is clear. Chazal determine reality through the halakhic reality. What Chazal paskin, that is reality. You've got kashas questions, whatever, gavaldi. I don't know. I'm just telling you a story. Do what you want with it.
I love that story. I've told that story many times. Yeah, but I haven't changed caution.
So one second.
It has to do with animals, not people. It's the cautious of animals.
The Chazanish understood, and he learned more medical science than all the doctors put together. He used to tell brain surgeons how to do brain surgery, and he never studied medicine. So he got from the Gemaras. He got the question. How do you know when to translate from humans to animals back and forth? Fine, that was the Chazon Ish, you gotta do that. Okay. I'm just bringing out that's how intense it is. That's how serious it is. Halachic reality. How do we paskin a thing like this? The Mishnah Berurah paskin, he was a pasuk achroim, and he paskin the Boteach Hashem Chetzi Venu Afilu Rosh Gomo. That's how he paskin. The Goy says it. It's based on a Yalkut Tehillim. That's the halacha. That's it. Now you got no more excuses. Get busy with Betochen. No, but I'm a Rosh. Okay, we just killed that one. They have to find another excuse why you don't have a talker. Okay, weiter. Your whole question was just, one second, this is an animal that's a human?
Yeah.
What's the intensity?
I love that story, but it always bothered me. That Nakuda always cures the whole story. You just plug it all up.
So you have a question. I have a question. Calmly, rationally, nicely, without all the hype, just, I have a question. How do you compare animals to humans? That's all. It's not an aval, yes, but, you know, it's just a simple, how you do that.
Okay.
Counselor, you're in contempt. Amna marana greza levi, zechet sadik v'kolish v'moch, amam zeh yosod. Let's get back to our subject. The Briskerov said on this, a very big foundation. But who, the midah zu, this midah that we have, that Hashem, Baruch HaGev HaShem, Tach B'Hashem, V'hoi HaShem Yiftachu, Dabra B'Tach B'Hashem Nitzel Mitzerosoi, and the Briskerov was a major league Baal B'Tochen, yeah? That a person who's holding in B'Tochen is saved from all his sorrows, Noicha Loima Zes Rak HaShem Makir, who begredel Hatzara. Listen very carefully to this, because people don't get this right. You first have to recognize how big the problem is, v'yodaya ad kama gedoyle sakonosoi, and understand how big your sakona really is. Ubakol zois, recognizing how big the problem is. Nevertheless, potach b'Hashem shishiv itzilu. Nevertheless, you have a talk, then Hashem will save you. Rak az yoichel hikra potach b'Hashem. Only then you can be potach b'Hashem. Then you'll get saved. Aval, like today, im einu meshah gon latzorav einu yira, v'boteach lo yikra zois boteach Hashem. People who just say, "Yeah, Hashem yazor, Hashem yazor, Hashem yazor," then only cry betochen. Hasn't even started betochen. Betochen is recognizing how big your problem really is, and then trusting in Hashem to take care of the problem. If you don't have a problem and you've been taking Hashem to take care of your problem, what's that betochen? You don't have a problem to start with. Hashem yazor, Hashem yazor. If you feel that you have a big problem and you're scared and you recognize the enormity of the sakana, they tell you you don't have betochen. No, that's how you start having betochen. They got it all mixed up out there. You feel guilty because you're nervous. You know, the guy's cheating through your mamad door and you're scared. They tell you you don't have betochen. No, you're supposed to be scared and recognize they're coming to kill you and then have betochen. But if everything's just glorious and fine and wonderful, then Loni Krabat Tochen, the Briskerov, the Pluto. I'll bring you Raya's from him as well. It's Kashur to Purim. We'll see. Let's see where it fits in. I'll tell you what the Briskerov said about this. This guy that's relying on Hashem and he's Bateach and he's secure and he feels calm, it's not because he has Bateach, it's because he doesn't know he's got a problem. He's not having betochen in Hashem. Betochen is have a problem, and I trust Hashem to take care of the problem. But if I don't have a problem, then I'm not trusting in Hashem. I'm just don't have a problem. Why are you so calm? Well, because everything's fine. Everything is fine. I feel totally fine. That's not betochen. Betochen is when they come in to kill you, and you trust Hashem to save you, and you recognize the sakana. Then you have betochen. Pick your sword of the brisker off. The kibbutz shekain. If you've got a big problem and you don't recognize the problem, you're just flinging out Hashem Yazor's, there's no proof that you'll be saved from the problem. When he understands how big the problem is, he understands what a mess he's in, and then he clicks that seichel into place. Like I said earlier, you need a little bit of seichel. You recognize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can and will save you, and he trusts Hashem, as Nikra Boteach B'Hashem Yisparach, v'az be'emes Yishmerehu. You get it? The Tochen doesn't need me to trust Hashem when I don't need Hashem. If I don't have a problem, that's not called Betochen. I have to recognize the enormity of my problem. Panosa, for example, is a big problem, a major league problem. It's a kind of a fascistic problem. You don't just say, "Oh, Hashem Yazdo, I'm going back to bed." Recognize the enormity of the problem. And then recognize that a Kodesh Baruch is capable of helping you and taking care of your problem. And he will if you just put your trust in him. That's betochen. That's not so simple. That's why I said it's the easiest thing in the world to do. And it's the hardest thing in the world to do. To recognize that a Kodesh Baruch is on kol yochel and Hashem can do whatever he wants and he only wants to do good, that you just need a little click of seichel. That's not hard to recognize. But to really feel secure in that, when they're knocking on your door with the eviction order, that's not so simple. That's not so simple. That's why we get together every day after the last how many years, trying to work on every day, just raising our levels of betochen a little bit, because it's hard work. But betochen starts with you recognizing the enormity of your problem. That's the brisker of. But
Kainayam, it makes more sense to me, instead of saying that betochen is trusting in Hashem and thinking that he's going to save you, trusting in Hashem and thinking that he's going to do what's best, even if it means that the people who are coming are going to evict you.
That's also part of betochen. You're talking about something else.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about a Baal Batochen,
right,
who is guaranteed that he'll get what he wants. We're not talking about the level of Batochen. Okay. That's not a higher level, it's a lower level. The higher level of Batochen is having Batochen that whatever Hashem does is for the good. That's Rashi in Tomim Tiyashem Elokecha. The Chavis HaLevavos level of Batochen is the Baal Batochen will get whatever he wants. That's a lower level of Batochen. Counterintuitive, yeah? You would think the guy that gets whatever he wants, he's level, that's a bigger level of Batochen. No, the one who, whatever happens, he trusts that and he's Sumach with whatever Hashem's doing, it's a higher level of Batochen. I'm not getting involved in that discussion yet.
Sure.
That's a whole discussion. When we learn Chavis HaLevavos, start of Batochen again, we'll go into all those conversations. But just focusing on the aspect that first you have to recognize that in Achinami, you're 100% right, by the way. Batochen means I feel secure no matter what happens. What does Batochen mean? We're talking about Batochen. Listen, what does it mean to anybody here? Trust, that's what everybody says. That's a translation. What does it mean? Relying, trusting, yeah, same thing. Yeah. That's not what it means. Batochen means I feel secure because I know that Hashem's taking care of my problem. Ever watch the kid trying to cross the road? Trucks going, duck, 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 duck. Yeah? And he's terrified because now they're going to get to Cheder this morning because he just can't get across the road. And he's not going to cross the road because his mother told him, you don't cross the road until you find an adult and you say, can't me crossing. Amazing, eh? Israelis have no patience. There's a city, country, where there's no patience. The kid will stand there for an hour, he won't cross the road. How do they grow up to people that have no patience? Unbelievable observation Rebecca once made. But anyway, that's okay. And they usually say thank you when you get them to the Saru. They actually say thank you. I don't know when they forget that along the way. Anyway, that's an interesting, whatever. That's going into our subject. However, he's standing there and he's very anxious and he's very worried because he's not going to get to school and it's getting late and the Rebbe's going to shout at him, whatever. And suddenly his father comes up and takes him by the hand and walks him across the road. What happened to all his anxiousness and all his worry? Went away. He feels secure. That's Batochen. Batochen is a feeling of total security. I'm fine. I'm fully taken care of. Everything's good. That's what you say. It doesn't mean I'm getting everything I want. It means whatever's happening is good and I feel secure. That's Batochen. Okay. Let's go back to our subject because he's focusing on one specific aspect here that we need to get clear. The The Briskerov is known, many stories that came from him, from his son who was with him, who was the Rebbe of a lot of our Rebbe's, Rufinkus was a Talmud of the Briskerov's son. My Rebbe was a Talmud of the Briskerov's son. And these stories came out about how the Briskerov was handling himself during the war, during the Holocaust, escaping from the Nazis, whatever. So that's how he conducted himself. He didn't just speak about this, that's how he lived. Becoming Mikrim Shaya Basakana. There were a couple of times when they were in real, real danger. You wouldn't leave them alone for 1 minute. Don't you understand they're coming to kill us? Why aren't you davening? Why are you so calm? Why are you so relaxed? Don't you understand that we're in a sakana? Yeah, look, the Gestapo is coming. Blah, blah, blah. He wouldn't let them rest. He would instill fear in them. And by the way, while he was doing that, he was holding by Einod Milvado. He was holding an Einod Milvado himself. But he never let up 1 second recognizing the enormity of the Sakana and then trusting in Hashem. And today he was holding by Enod Milvado. Don't try that at home. That's what I said. Don't try that at home. Shada Rabba. A pachad hu ha-yesod la-tzola. The fear is the foundation of your hatzola. Shekimen sheda adam maki hatzora mafachad. The person recognizes the problem and he's scared. Va'afo became botayach. And nevertheless, he feels secure because Hashem's taking care of it. That's called a trust in Hashem. That's that solemn. That's that solemn. I don't need to smoke this. I'm going to get out of this mess. There's no way out of this mess. When you're trusting other things, by the way, the Chovas HaLevavos says Hashem leads you to those things. That's terrifying. You see, you have a big problem. Yeah, and you trust something else. Shem says, oh, you don't need me. Fine, I'm busy. I've got other things to do. You deal with the bank manager. You deal with them. That's who you trust in. You trust the doctor. So you don't need me. But be careful. Dangerous. That's Patach Hashem, and that's that Solom. Sorry? What's the day? What's the day in that sentence? If you're trusting the doctor, Hashem says, what you trust, that's what I'll leave you, that's what's going to save you. I don't trust in the doctor. I turn to the doctor because I have a field to make ishtadlus. I don't even know why I go to the doctor. I trust in Hashem because he's the Rofe Kol Chole. That's where I put my trust. And I know that Hashem said, you've got to go to a doctor. Okay, what can I do? Hashem, I'm going to the doctor. Why am I going to the doctor? Hashem said so. I'm not trusting the doctor to heal me. The healing I know comes from Hashem. The doctor does what he has to do. Same as ishtadlus. I got to work because I have a chiv to go to work. Why are you going to work? Because you make panosa? You don't make panosa. Panosa comes from Hashem. So why are you going to work? Because Hashem said you've got to go to work. That's another subject why we have to make ishtadlus. Refuah and panosa are slightly different why we have to make ishtadlus. But the doctors know what I'm trusting to heal me. Because if you're trusting the doctor to heal you, and you know better than me what goes on out there, you're in trouble because the doctor's going to not heal you without Hashem's help. And that's scary. I want Hashem to heal me. The doctor is just some kind of a whatever. I don't want to use the word clear because he knows clear fever. So that doesn't work either. But anyway, that's another whole discussion. But the Chovas HaLevava says, Mefurish, right at the beginning of Shara Betocha, that when you put your trust in other things, Hashem is meisiv hashgachoso min menoy. Hashem takes away the hashgacha protis from you, and he leaves you with the thing you trust. Okay, we have to learn that subject as well. I don't want to discuss what the doctor is without learning the sugya properly. But some people tell you he's just a shliach of Hashem. Other people will tell you he's the yad Hashem. I want to learn it properly. I don't like using quick, cheap fixes to understand why we go to doctors. We've been promising to learn that sugya properly, Andy, for quite a while. Eli keeps reminding me that we want to do it. It's a major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, which Rav Dessen reconciles and shows there's no machlokes whatsoever. And then you come away with a very clear perspective of why you're going to a doctor. Then you can have proper betochen in Hashem and deal with the doctor properly. Because you can't just go to any doctor. You see, it's a bit complicated. If Hashem's doing the healing and the doctor's just some kind of a, you know, some kind of an act, he's some kind of a shliach, so get any mug, get any quack. No, you have to find the best doctor. There are lots of stories. Certainly with Rebbetzin Sirotsky. Yeah, certainly. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Remind me sometime to do that as a standalone vadia one morning. It's a very important vadia to do. Is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban of why you go to doctors. Okay. Just remind me sometime we should do that. Okay. With Rav Dessler's. That's very fascinating. You'll find it very fascinating. Okay. But back to our subject, though. Our subject is focusing on that betochen requires a deep understanding of how big the problem is, and then you botach in Hashem. If you don't have a problem and you botach in Hashem, so then, you know, if you can get across the road yourself, so then the guy that took you across the road, you don't have betochen, you don't need it. You need somebody to get you across the road because you can't get across the road on your own.
Everything.
And Hamas in the south are not a problem. And all the terrorists running around Beit Shemesh and all, you talk about 350 million Arabs surrounding us, and we're in serious sukkana. When you say Tehillim, you're serious thinking about what you're saying. That's the physical sukkana, the spiritual sukkana we're in as well when you say Tehillim. Yeah, for sure. If it's called Hashem Yazor, Ken Hashem Yazor, you know, you're going to sleep at night because you don't have a problem. That's not betochen. Betochen is I recognize the enormity of the problem. And then I put my trust in Hashem and I make ishtadlus, whatever ishtadlus I need to make as well. No, ishtadlus is not going to be the solution. The ishtadlus is not going to be the solution. And you still make the ishtadlus because that's what you got to do. Yeah, it's a big Jewish. It's complex. Okay. But it's kef. Okay. The alternative is much worse. We say it every morning. Yeah, we thank Hashem for Shiloh Sani Goy. You know, that's the best Goy. That's no Chatzadik even you don't want to be. Okay, fine. It's another subject. Amazing subject is when you start talking about betochen, it's the most. That's when people suddenly wake up and everybody's got something to say, and it's complex and it's multifaceted and it's fantastic. Okay. Evolve. Call for any noise and label girl as a corner, shalvas liboy, manuchas nafsha, any mikoch betochen. Somebody doesn't recognize the problem, his tranquility and his manuchas hanefesh, because that's the essence of betochen. Is I'm completely tranquil. That's not coming from betochen. He just doesn't realize he's got a problem. So that's why he feels calm. Therefore, the Yeshua is very far away. There you see David HaMelech. When is it Eilecha Eftoch? The Yom Ira. On the day of my terror, Ani Eilecha Eftoch. Doesn't say I trust in Hashem. No, when I'm in Pachar, I trust in Hashem. Kach Shemaiti Mimoy V'Rebi Agoyen of Yosheb, the son of the Briskerov, Ben Oviv, the Shem Oviv agrees, the Ketzati. Okay, he heard it directly from the Briskerov's son. I heard this from a Rebbe, the Shem, the Briskerov's son. Rav Shach said this in the Hesped for the Briskerov. Let's just finish with this. Rav Shach once went into the Briskerov on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Briskerov was mamash by angst. Mamash worried. So Shach said to him, what are you worried about? He said, wait, what? It's Rosh Hashanah. So Shach said, yeah, but it says in the Midrash, but Tuchimanu. We all go into Rosh Hashanah. You know, we go to the mikveh, we have a haircut, we put on Shabbos clothes, we're preparing a Yontif Suda. Why? But Tuchimanu, because we trust Hashem will take care of us. So what are you worried about? The Briskerov said, how do I know? So Shach said, what do you mean, how do you know? It's in the Fusha Midrash. He said, but how do I know? So Shach was intelligent enough to know. They didn't understand what the Briskerov was talking about. And he asked him to explain. So the Briskerov said, there's a Gemara that says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, in Yuma, it's Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, the Malach HaShoros asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does Klal Yisrael not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? The Midrash says, but it's a Yontif. Say Hallel, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sifrei Chaim HaMavos, Posoch Lefonai, Echamim Shira. The books of life and death are open in front of me. How can I sing Shira? How can they sing Shira? Say the Briskerov, you have a stereo between the Midrash and the Gemara. The Gemara says they're too terrified to say Hallel because their lives are at stake. The Midrash says everything's fine because Betuchin Anu. You got a problem? Say the Briskerov, how do I know that I've got to the level of Pachad that I can't sing Shira because Sifrei Chaim HaMavos Posoch Lefonai, that I can have Betuchin, that everything will be okay? That's the rule. If I'm going into Rosh Hashanah, Vakol Manyana, everything's fine. That's not what the Midrash is talking about. The Midrash is talking about after you understand that Sifrei Chaim HaMavos Posoch Lefonai, and you're terrified because you know that your life's at stake, and you do what you're supposed to do, then you can be Boteach. But how do I know that I've got there? That's what the Briskerov meant when he said, how do I know? That's where the beginning of this comes from. For sure, you have to be Boteach, but you can't be Boteach. Correct. It's in the Piyutim. One of the Piyutim says, "In Gover Alecha Kas Alai, if your anger will, it's called Kesa Malchus by Shibin Imun Ben Gabriel. One of the Piyutim, Ben Rosh Hashanah, we don't say it, but it's one of the Piyutim. It says, if your anger will arouse itself over me, Evrecha Mimcho, I'll run away from you, Hashem. When you're running away from Hashem, where do you run to? Eilecho. Evrecha Mimcho, Eilecho. First, you have to be Evrecha Mimcho, said the Briskerov. You have to be running away from Hashem because you're scared. When you're running away from Hashem because you're scared, who do you run to? You run to Hashem. That he said that, that's where he got it out of. But if you don't recognize the problem, if everything's just cool and everything's chilled and everything's fine, well then, it's fine. It's good that it's fine. No one's asking you to make problems. But that's not called betochen. You're just tranquil because you don't have a problem. Betochen comes and you recognize the problem. I remember during the Milchama Samifrats with Iraq, the Scud War missile thing, yeah? One of the Bokrim came to Rapinkas to say to him, he's very scared of the whole thing going on. And he wants to go back to America. And his friends are telling him, man, you know, Betochen, you're not Pekainas, Hashem looks after us, whatever. So Rapinkas told him this idea. The fact that you're scared means you can start thinking about Betochen. Your friends don't have any Betochen. They just, whatever. I said not such nice things about it. Whatever.